From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County wants to see some progress surrounding stalled work on the Juvenile Hall project. It says Hal Hayes Construction needs to maintain a 60-day schedule in order to live up to terms of its commitment to complete the facility in a timely manner. The 19,000-square-foot project sits idle after the company stopped construction last month. That followed missed deadlines in April and October. County officials say granting an extension for the Harrison Avenue facility would cost the county $270,000. There is a memorial happening Friday at the Old Town Gazebo in Eureka, as those who died on the streets are remembered. December 21st marks the day with the longest night of the year, the winter solstice, and organizers call it an appropriate time to call attention to the plight of the homeless. The event has been held for the past 10 years and brings awareness about those without a place to live and their struggle to survive. No arrests, but some injuries after a pot deal gone bad in Humboldt County this week. Officers found an injured man on the side of Highway 36. The 36-year-old had reportedly been the victim of a robbery and an assault. According to the victim, he and two suspects had arranged to conduct a cannabis transaction. They loaded the victim's approximately 12 pounds of unprocessed pot into the suspect's vehicle and drove to the intersection of Church Lane and Highway 36. While parked at the intersection, one of the suspects reportedly struck the victim with a metal object, causing him to fall out of the vehicle. The victim sustaining multiple injuries as the vehicle fled the scene. The victim was transported to a local hospital in stable condition. So far, no word on the suspects. Well, after 9 days on the run, a burglary suspect in Mendocino County is behind bars. On December 10th, officers went to a home where the homeowner said he had been robbed, and a follow-up investigation developed 24-year-old Michael Spradlin as a suspect. Officers searched for Spradlin for multiple days. They finally caught up with him on Wednesday. He's now facing a number of counts, including four unrelated arrest warrants. His bail is set at $50,000. Humboldt Bay firefighters on Thursday presented Mending Mutts with the proceeds from this year's Bark in the Park, an annual benefit run that sponsors local animal charities. Mending Mutts works with dogs and cats that have special medical and physical needs in order to make them adoptable. Proceeds this year amounted to $7,150. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.